Is it too late to start an online business in 2026? I've been speaking to a lot of people online recently who were thinking about starting an online business, but there is something holding them back. And that something is the future right now is very unknown. We are living in a world where AI is on the rise, and so many people are being scaremongered into thinking it is going to steal our jobs, steal our businesses, instead of looking at it like a huge opportunity. So even if someone has got a really amazing idea to start their own online business, there's an underlying question of, did they miss the window? Is it too late to start an online business now because AI is coming and it's probably going to take it over anyway? Is there still actually opportunity there? If I invest all my time and energy into building something of my own, is it going to exist in 3 to 5 years' time? Now, I want to answer that question today from my own opinions, because the online business space gives very little acknowledgement to the fact that the online business world is going to change alongside the job market. There's so much attention on people's jobs in corporate being lost because of AI, but not that much attention on the fact that the online business world is changing as well. And let's talk about, is it actually a good time to start an online business in 2026? And I'll give you my honest opinion. Now, before I do that, just in case we haven't met, my name is Sophie Biggerstaff. I'm an online business coach and strategist. And I left the corporate world after a 12-year career in the fashion industry, working for some of the world's biggest fashion brands in 2020. And I started building online businesses from scratch, from my living room in London, out of a need for making money, because I had actually quit my job before we went into the pandemic. So I found myself jobless in the pandemic in lockdown. So I started an online business using the skills that I already had from my 12-year career in the fashion industry and transferred them over into doing my own thing. Now, I have been building different online businesses, trying different business models over the past 6 years, and I've found what works for me. And now I've built a business that really works for me, not feel like one that I work for, which is a mistake that so many entrepreneurs make. They build themselves another job. Now, I am here to give you all the information, all of the advice to help you prevent that and build an online business that actually really works for the lifestyle that you want to live. Now, 2020 was a bit of a golden era for online business. So in some ways, I got super lucky with the timing that I started my own online business, because one, everybody was online because we couldn't go out and do all of the things that we would normally do. So the visibility online was so much easier. We were able to reach so many more people. And secondly, I went into the world of e-commerce. My whole background had been in fashion and e-commerce and retail industry. So it was only natural that the first business that I started was supporting e-commerce business founders set up. Now, if you remember correctly, everybody in the pandemic was setting up their own e-commerce business and selling products that maybe they'd made or bought and were storing in their living rooms and then shipping out, because they had the time, the capacity and the energy to do that. I set up my business at the perfect time to create success for myself with that first online business, because firstly, everybody was online, and secondly, people needed my help. But I still had to start from scratch. I still was starting from zero. I had no business experience. I'd worked in corporate. I'd been building 5-year plans for a £380 million business. And I figured, if I'm good enough to build it for this £380 million business, then why could I not scale down the strategies and build them for smaller businesses? So I didn't really have a platform. I didn't have an email list. I didn't have a course created. I had no product. I didn't know what I was going to sell. But I did have a LinkedIn profile, and I did have the belief that I had something to offer. And I knew that I had all of these transferable skills from my time in corporate and all of that experience that I had. I knew I could build something of my own using that. But I still had to put myself out there. I still had to build an audience from scratch. I still had to reach out to people and test offers. I still had to do a lot of work for free to get testimonials, to build some credibility behind me. And that meant I went through so many different trial and error periods in the online business space to really figure out what worked for me and what didn't, and what felt good and what didn't. And that was a lot of trial and error over the past 6 years until I eventually figured out exactly what I did want to do. And I always kind of look back and wish that I'd actually started my online business a little bit earlier, or started the process of the online business a bit earlier, because I actually had the idea for what I did about 3 years before I took any action. And I do really feel like if you have an idea that you've been sitting on and it's been bubbling up for a while, regardless of what timeline we're in, regardless of whether AI is coming, regardless of what the future holds, you should be starting it. That little inkling that you should be starting something of your own is actually your body giving you information. That is actually your brain telling you what your next step in life is. Now, nobody knows what the future holds with AI. We can be really optimistic or we can be really doomsday about it. Now, I would like to veer on the more optimistic side. And I would like to say that regardless of what happens with AI, whatever you build today, it can one, be helped built by AI, and two, you can pivot and adapt it as this market evolves. But you do need to start thinking about AI, regardless of what idea you've got for your business. You do need to start thinking about how that is going to impact it. But if you don't even start, then you won't even know. So actually, this period of time right now is a really exciting time to start an online business because you have so many tools available to you to help you build it. And anybody that is using AI as an excuse not to build is just procrastinating on something because they don't believe that they can. Now, I won't lie and tell you it's going to be an easy ride for you if you are starting an online business right now. But building any business at any time, regardless of whether we're entering into this new AI era, is never going to be easy. But ultimately, there are so many more ways to get visible today in 2026. There are so many tools that you can use to help you build your business. There are so many different business models that you can test and try and see which one works for you. The narrative around hustle culture is slowly dying. You do not need to build a business that means that you have to work 24/7. I'm all about building a business that works for you in alignment with your energy, the flow that you want to live in, and the lifestyle that you actually want to live out. So if you have been thinking and sitting on an idea for a little while, and you are now thinking, oh, hold on a minute, maybe 2026 isn't such a bad time to start an online business, come and join me on the 2nd of June because I'm hosting a free life business bootcamp where I will literally teach you how to build a business around the lifestyle that you want to live and create your offer with you, figure out who you're selling it to, and give you the 3-step action plan to take away and actually start building your online business from scratch, regardless if you've got no audience whatsoever. We will be building those first steps together. It is completely free to join. It is live. And even if you can't make it, make sure you register because I will be sending out a playback after the session. In that, I'm actually going to give you access to all of the things that I've been building with AI so that you can see that building an online business using AI is really possible. And I will share with you the other things that I believe you need in a business to succeed in this rise of AI. The link to join that will be in the show notes, so make sure you go and register if you want to join. And even though I'm saying that yes, there's loads of opportunities, I do want to be really realistic about this because the market has changed. Since I first started my own online business in 2020, we cannot be building businesses like that anymore because it will not work. There are a lot of things that are harder now. There are more people coming into entrepreneurship than ever before, which does mean that there's more noise online. And being able to get someone's attention is a lot more competitive than it was 6 years ago. So if you just feel like you don't want to show up anywhere online to build traction, or you don't want to invest money into ads, to be honest, then yeah, I would say don't actually bother because you are not going to be seen. And businesses that are not seen do not get bought from. So you need to be comfortable with either making yourself your brand or investing money into making it visible, and make sure that you know that that is a bare minimum requirement for when you build a business online, because you need to market it. If you don't market something, you don't get sales. So we need to make sure that you are thinking about that before you even jump in. And of course, AI is changing things. There is a lot of things online that used to take loads of time to produce in terms of creating content or all of these fancy presentations or brand decks. Now it can be generated in minutes. Like, the speed of which AI can churn out things for us to use in our online business is actually terrifying, but an amazing opportunity. And this can really help you build your business really efficiently and effectively because you've got this amazing tool under your belt. But it does also mean that there is going to be a world flooded with generic content, generic advice. So you need to be making sure that if you are using AI to build your business, that you are thinking about how you can stand out from all of that regurgitated crap that we are seeing online. Because what hasn't changed is that people want to buy from people that they trust. People still want to be able to build relationships with people that they are buying from. Even if you're using AI to build a business or create information for you, find information for you, you still need to be operating your business from a place of personal or brand perspective. The brand or your experience and your way of explaining something, the results that you can actually achieve. Because if you're not, it is just going to flow into a sea of sameness. But the demand isn't shrinking. People still want to buy. The market is still growing because trust is getting rarer and people will pay when they find it. So yes, there is opportunity for online business in 2026, but you do need to be really strategic about it. You do need to stand out from the crowd and you do need to factor in the opportunity of AI. So is it too late to build a business in 2026? No. But I was never going to say it was going to be easy because the version of it that was a little bit easier is gone. We're not in 2020 anymore and you can't build an online business like we are. If you're going to plan to build an online business right now, you need to be prepared to market the shit out of it. And you need to build something that is genuine, authentic and real because people want to buy from people, humans, not robots. So you need to have something really solid and strong to offer if you are going to be building something of your own and make sure that that business model makes sense for your lifestyle and your goals. Now don't forget, if you come and join the Freedom Business Bootcamp on the 2nd of June, we're going to help you build all of this together. I'm going to factor in everything that I've spoken about today and you're going to walk away knowing exactly which online business model you should be starting based on your existing skills and passions. And I'm going to help you build an offer and figure out who you're selling it to in this age of AI, making sure that you stand out from the crowd and you have a really clear, unique selling point as to why somebody should buy from you. It's on June 2nd, it's free, it's live, and the link to join is in the show notes. Thanks for joining me today on this episode of the Freedom Method podcast. I hope it clarified and gave you a bit more reassurance that you can still build a business in 2026. It is not too late. If that is a question that you've been sitting with, I hope it makes you feel like you can now make a decision. Either way, come and join me in the bootcamp on the 2nd and you'll be able to get a little bit more clarity on this subject. If you love today's episode, please don't forget to like and subscribe on your favorite podcasting platforms and I will see you next time. That's a wrap on today's episode of the Freedom Method podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If this episode helped you think differently about how to build an online business, gave you the push you needed to leave your corporate job, or just reminded you that a freedom lifestyle business is genuinely possible, I want to hear about it. Find me on Instagram or LinkedIn at It's Sophie Biggerstaff and tell me what landed for you. All the links on how to work with me are in the show notes. And if this episode spoke to you, please subscribe and share it with someone you know who's dreaming of something more. I'll see you next time.